Let's lift our hands and give the Lord the praise. Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the honor. Father, we give you the adoration. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Adonai. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Please give the Lord the praise as you take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Isaiah chapter 60 and in verse 1. It said, arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. The Lord bless his word in Jesus' name. Tonight, one of the key pillars of royalty, which is called glory, is what we shall be dealing with, the release of glory. Every time you talk about kingship or you talk about royalty, it goes hand in hand with glory. The Bible is speaking about Solomon. It says, Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. When speaking about the lilies of the valley and speaking about the birds of the air, Matthew 6:29, even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. So glory goes hand in hand with royalty. But what are the details of the glory? When we say the glory of God upon a man or the glory of a person. Number one, glory implies destiny. What God has designed for a person to be, being in the realm of it, is being in the realm of his glory. That is why the Bible said there is one glory of the sun and one glory of the stars, of the moon, and one glory of the stars. 1 Corinthians 15:41. For one star differeth from another star in glory. So there is a glory of the sun. So the sun has a destiny. The moon has its own destiny. The stars have their own destinies, and they still differ. So glory implies destiny. In Isaiah chapter 35, verse 1, verse 2, the Bible said, the glory of Lebanon, verse 2, the glory of Lebanon shall be given unto it. The Lebanon shall step into her destiny. That is glory. Number two, glory implies honor and dignity, which is the opposite of shame. Honor and dignity. We just saw about Solomon in all his glory, Solomon in all his honor, Solomon in all his dignity. That is one of the things we shall be attacking tonight. Glory is the enemy of reproach. Glory swallows shame. Anything in your life that makes you ashamed is contrary to glory. Anything in your life that is reproachful is contrary to glory. Anything in your life that does not bring honor to God and bring glory to God is contrary to glory. Glory implies honor and dignity. Three, Glory implies distinction, an outstanding life. Arise, shine is arise, stand out. When the glory is upon a man, upon a person, upon a woman, they stand out. They don't die out. They are not swallowed up in obscurity. They don't exist as a shadow of themselves. Anything that makes you a shadow of yourself is contrary to glory. Anything that makes you to be hiding in a corner is contrary to glory. Number four, glory implies brilliance, light. It implies brilliance. It implies illumination, luminousness. It's shining. In Luke chapter 9, verse 29, when Jesus went to the mountain, his fashion of his countenance was altered, his raiment was white and glistering. The presence of glory is the presence of light. Glory swallows darkness. You are not permitted for your life to be glorified. And at the same time, the same life is overwhelmed with the darkness of evil forces. You can't be talking about evil forces oppressing your life in the climate of glory. Hallelujah. Number five, and I'll stop there. Glory implies abundance. There is abundance in the glory. My God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory. Even in Isaiah chapter 60, verse 1 and 2, where he said, arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. He said, for behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. And what happened? And the Gentiles shall come to thy light, and kings to the brightness of thy rising. Lift up your eyes round about, and see all they gather themselves together. They come to you, your son shall come from far, and your daughter shall be nursed at thy side. Then you shall see and flow together, and your heart shall fear and be alive. Why? Abundance, the abundance of the sea shall be converted unto you. The forces, that word forces, so wealth of the Gentiles shall come unto you, all inside the glory. The glory forbids beggarly existence. Beggarly existence, penury. It forbids the life that is permanently in need. The supply is inexhaustible. Supplies of God. Tonight, we have come to pray our way into the glory. The nation, the church, and ourselves. Why? We already saw it. Luke chapter 9. So what is the way into the glory? Number one is the way of prayer. Luke 9, 29. He said, and as he prayed, the fashion of his countenance was altered, and his raiment was white and glistering. And then there appeared unto him two men that talked with him as he prayed. The process of prayer is the process of glory. Praying with passion is praying into the glory. The way of prayer is the way of glory. Number two, the way of light is the way of the glory. When light comes, the glory rises. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. Now, that's Isaiah chapter 60, verse 1 and 2. And then John chapter 1 from verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life. And the life was the light of men, and the light shineth in darkness. And the darkness comprehended it not. That is the light that fuels the glory and that makes men to shine in the glory. This moment, I want you to pray until you are convinced that no reproach, no shame shall attach itself to you in 2026 in the name of Jesus Christ. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody say aloud, amen. How many of you know that relentless battle is a reproach? Joel chapter 2, verse 19 and verse 20. He said, yeah, the Lord will answer and say unto his people, behold, I will send you corn and wine and oil, and you shall be satisfied therewith. And I will no more. So scarcity and shortage is a reproach. And I will no more make you a reproach among the heathen. Now look at verse 50. But I will remove far off from you the northern army. This we shall pray for Nigeria. And I will drive him into a land barren and desolate, with his face toward the east sea, like the Lake Chad, the northeast. And his hinder part, that's speaking about the northern army and talking about the east sea, so it's northeast. Right? And there is a water there around the northeast side. It's called the Lake Chad. And his hinder part toward the utmost sea. And his stink shall come up. And his ill savour shall come up because he has done great things. God shall deliver our land from the reproach of scarcity and shortage, and from the reproach of banditry and terrorism. Stand upon your feet. And we shall be praying. Lift up your hands and give him the praise for this moment. Father, we give you the praise. We give you the honor. We give you the adoration. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Adonai.